I always approach the wall as if it is a conversation. It's a dialogue between me and the stones. I look at all of them and see who wants to fit where and what space is open. And you're creating rows and levels and layers and details, just like a friendship would be, and relationships between each stone. And then you come to a final height, and that will want to be solid and stable. And just the way that you see a brick pattern with two bricks down and then one across the top, you do the same with the stones, two stones down and one across the top. And that's called bonding. So if you follow that pattern, and additionally follow the pattern of going towards the interior of the wall, then you'll build a strong wall. I should use gloves. I don't use gloves. I love to feel the stone. I love how the stones feel. I feel like I communicate with them, and by touching them, I understand them better. I always start from the corner. When there's a corner on a double-faced stone wall, it's called the cheek end, and that will want to be nice and square and level, because that's what you're going to see. And the corner really drives what happens in the wall. So we'll put a nice 90-degree angle on this side. I think that there's a couple of square stones right here, and we'll use those for the cornerstones. The part of the wall that you see with your eyes is called the face. And when I build a wall, I always work on it with my face facing the face of the wall, like a conversation that you'd have. So if your wall has two faces and you're working on one side, you need to go all the way around to the other side to work on it face to face, because you really can't fix something if you're not looking at it. The wall itself needs to obey three rules: water, temperature, and gravity. So your stone wall as a structure wants to shed water. Water happens a lot, actually, in Vermont. And so we want the water to get out of the wall system. So the way that you arrange the stone needs to shed the water away. So ultimately, you want the stones that you're laying to be flat and level, or shed just a little bit out. So let's look at these stones. Each one of the stones has a face. It's got a top and a bottom. So each one of the stones that we pick up will want to be in the orientation where the face is on the front. Let's lay them out on this string line. So we have a straight line, and we can create a straight line of where the wall will be. We want to shape the stones if there's any little tips. Let's cut this part off of the stone right here because it doesn't fit well against the next one. I'm not going to cut on the front of it because I like the front to be really natural, but the back is too big on this side. So let's cut this part off, and then we can lay the stones out so that they're all in a straight line. When we build the wall, you have to put something behind it. What would you put behind it? Because otherwise you have a lot of weak, floppy stones. So let's put some more stones. Maybe that one that's not so pretty. It doesn't have much of a face on it. We'll tuck that one in the back. A dry stone mason is somebody who builds stone walls without mortar. And that's what I'm doing now, is building stone walls and stone sculptures without mortar. So that has been an evolution for the last 30 years, as I've learned to shed the mortar and just trust gravity.